August is vacation time for many families. For others, it can be more solemn. A study published by the University of Washington suggests divorce may be seasonal, with March and August being the most common months it happens. Finding a consistent pattern in filings, researchers hypothesize that struggling couples often feel discouraged after late summer vacations and winter holidays that they hoped would actually help their relationships. Researchers suggest that the start of the school year may expedite divorce filings in August, while spouses may take January and February to find an attorney and get finances in order by March. I recently spoke with marriage and relationship expert Laura Doyle, who's trying to buck this trend. She believes even in months where marriages so often dissolve, things can be turned around.
It's just like with a 16-year-old kid, you wouldn't just throw him the car keys and say, hey, you're 16 now, go take the car for a spin. He'd probably crash the car and say, wow, driving is really dangerous. And he'd be right. So instead, we make him learn the rules of the road and learn how to drive behind the wheel and then take a test and get a license. I wish we had that kind of setup in our society for relationships.
In her new book, The Empowered Wife, Six Surprising Secrets for Attracting Your Husband, time, attention, and affection, Doyle argues that there are skills spouses can learn to make positive changes for their relationships. Some traditional approaches, such as marriage counseling and taking a last-minute savecation, she says aren't necessary.
It's just like a date night, right? Instead of fighting at home, we just went out and started fighting there.
Divorce filing patterns were generally the same across different demographics, classes, and states, so Doyle may have a point. Some people were just never taught the skills to maintain a strong marriage, and working on those skills to make things right before the summer and winter could make those vacations and holiday celebrations much more satisfying. Eric Mallow, ABC News.